Hello, I'm Andrew Tuck and you're listening to Tall Stories on Monocle 24, brought to you by the team behind The Urbanist, the show all about the cities we live in. For this week's edition of Tall Stories, Monocle's Holly Fisher heads back to the city of her student days, Liverpool, where the preserved house of photographer Chambre Hardman has recently piqued her interest.
A couple of years ago, my dad gave me a book for Christmas. This book is a little larger than A4 in size and lives in a smooth white sleeve. Inside are dozens of black and white photographs, mostly taken in and around Liverpool. They depict dancers sashaying around ballrooms, stonemasons being visited by the Queen, master sailmakers hard at work, dock warehouses blazing with fire during the Blitz, silhouettes of children walking along the beach, and bright-eyed actresses posing for the camera. These photographs were all taken by my great-grandfather, George Fisher, who was a press and commercial photographer in Liverpool between the late 1920s and 60s. He launched a company called Associated Press Services, situated in the heart of the city in a building that has since become a corner shop, after a stint taking pictures on board a cruise ship to Norway. It's safe to say that I have become obsessed with these images. I lived in Liverpool for 3 years from 2006, and at the time wasn't really aware of what my great-grandfather did, or that I had so many family connections to the city. But from my first visit, I knew that it was a place that would linger in my heart for a long time. With my interest well and truly piqued, last year I had a long conversation with my grandfather. We call him Grumps. He used to be a commercial photographer. We talked about his life as a photographer, shooting underwear models and fancy cars, and we discussed his father's work too. This is when I learned about the Hardman's house. Chambre Hardman and his wife Margaret were friends of my great-grandfather George, and they too were photographers. Chambre in particular was a celebrated photographer of his time. Grumps did some training with them too. They lived in a Georgian terraced house on Rodney Street in the centre of Liverpool, number 59 to be precise. The house was built in the 1700s and occupied by doctors. By the 1800s, Rodney Street would be known as the Harley Street of Liverpool. When the Hardmans moved there in 1949, they transformed the surgery into a photography studio. It was there they would spend the rest of their lives. After they died, a local art gallery director, Peter Hegarty, realised what an incredible portal into 50s Liverpool and the history of photography the house was, and campaigned for it to be preserved. It was then taken over by the National Trust, who have maintained the house down to its minute detail, and eventually opened it up to the public, who can see this perfectly preserved snapshot of post-war history. The house boasts a waiting room, a changing room, the studio, two dark rooms, one upstairs and one in the cellar, a retouching room, a mounting office and living quarters.
It's often said that anyone who was anyone during the 1950s got their photograph taken at Hardman's because they were the most prestigious photography studio in Liverpool.
Catherine Downey is the house manager of Liverpool Properties for the National Trust and a former custodian of the Hardman's house.
The houses are really beautiful, as I say, quite large Georgian houses, and that Hope Street area is still known as the Georgian Quarter in Liverpool today, so lots of those buildings have been preserved, many of the streets are still cobbled.
So this is Hardman's own private dark room. The other dark rooms in the house.
The house is crammed full of post-World War II paraphernalia. There's all of the couple's old photography equipment, from the cameras they shot on, to rolls of film they printed on, and the paper they wrapped the finished product up in. But there's also plenty of items that tell both the tale of Liverpool and their own personal life. Old piles of newspapers and magazines, love letters to each other, boxes of sugar from their rations, ice skates, wardrobes full of Margaret's clothes, and stacks of suitcases. There's large rice dishes that Chambre shipped over from his time in the Indian Army that have been turned into tables, a cheetah skin complete with a stuffed head that might have been used in his pictures. Everything looks so complete that it feels like you've walked into a time machine.
So during the Second World War, Hardman didn't go away to war, though he was of an age where he could have done so, because photography was a reserve occupation because of the morale boost that you would get from getting photographs of your loved ones. But Hardman was an ARP warden, so for example, in the house, we've still got elements of the collection which reflect that. There are rations still in the house, sugar rations that were never used. And again, I think that's testament to the Hardman's method of never throwing anything away, which is why we've got such an interesting collection at the house. And as you've been yourself, you'll see that it's absolutely stuffed full of really interesting, unusual items from that era.
The Hardmans strive for beauty and perfection, but portraiture was their bread and butter. Chambre Hardman's main passion was for landscape photography. He and Margaret would travel around the countryside snapping their surroundings, and when they were back in Liverpool, Chambre would photograph the city around him.
Hardman also took photographs all around that area, but also in areas which have now vanished, such as around Pitt Street, where photographs of all different types of Liverpool life. He's done a lot of street scenes, which you can see in our current exhibition at the moment. And again, that captures a Liverpool that's long gone. And there's some images, for example, that he's taken of the back streets of Liverpool. All those houses have been demolished. So that also gives us a photographic record of Liverpool during that time, which is really useful. I think for myself, it's just been fascinating seeing the changes within. So we've got, say, from 1922 up to really the 70s even, photographs from Hardman's Liverpool almost, and seeing those fashions change has been amazing, and seeing Liverpool's, what almost like constitutes a beautiful photograph and what the reasons why people come and get photographs over time. And seeing, it's just been very interesting seeing all those street scenes of places that have long since gone. It's been amazing because that information exists in Hardman's collection, and those photographs are testament to an era that's long gone.
While the Hardman's house is a vault of life in the 50s, his photography takes us outdoors to see what living in the city was like at the time, which is what my great-grandfather's photography does too. Liverpool's always had a strong sense of self and has built itself back up after several knocks over the past century. And this positivity shines through in the pictures captured by these people who live there. Some of that positivity may have come from the city's infamous art scene. Chambre was the official photographer for the Liverpool Playhouse, where he and Margaret were also keen audience members.
Harman's photographs of the Playhouse tended to be headshots of actors and actresses, but also stage sets as well, and they are amazing to see. But it does mean that we have shots of Ivan Novello, Robert Donat, Margaret Fontaine, and because they also had an interest themselves in the theatre, we've got lots of pamphlets of plays that they've gone to see, with little notes in them of how they've enjoyed it and so on and so forth. So that connection to the cultural scene is still really important within Harman and Margaret's life.
Chambre and Margaret Hardman were something of a power couple in 1950s Liverpool. They ran in elite circles and were active members of local arts clubs. My grandfather remembers Chambre as quiet and perhaps a little earnest, but he says that Margaret was a truly wonderful woman, the life and soul of the house.
Hardman and his wife Margaret were part of the art scene in Liverpool at that time, and they were part of a club that was, or Hardman was certainly part of a club that was based in the Blue Coat. So there are accounts of Hardman, for example, having a really good time within that social circle. There's a perception sometimes, I think, that Hardman can be quite stiff and quite a reserved gentleman, which I think he was to an extent, but there's also accounts of him having some really good times on an ice rink, for example, or skating around with this umbrella that he's sort of flailing around and skating with, and he's almost comes across as quite an adventurous chap in that regard. We've got photographs as well of Margaret and Hardman behind the scenes in their own downtime, pulling funny faces to the camera. And then we've also got in the collection some amazing huge copper rice bowls that have been converted into tables, and there's accounts of those being full of punch for the parties that they used to have as well. So you can imagine that would be a very good party to attend.
At the end of my first visit to the Hardman's house, I was shown just some of the thousands of images by the couple that the National Trust has in its back catalogue. As I scrolled through the digitised thumbnails, I came across photographs of rolling hills, moored ships, ballerinas, church steeples, and then a portrait of a face I recognised. Grumps. He's young, looking over his shoulder, and the spitting image of my dad, who also trained as, you guessed it, a photographer. If you walked down Rodney Street, you'd miss the Hardman's house, were it not for a National Trust sign inviting you in. From the outside, there's nothing to distinguish it from its Georgian neighbours. But step inside, and this building tells histories of a city and an industry. And for me, a small snapshot of my family too. Sadly, I got my photography skills from my mum's side of the family, famed for chopped off heads and left on lens caps. Perhaps another visit to the Hardmans is in order.
You've been listening to Tall Stories, a Monocle 24 production. Our thanks to Holly Fisher for today's episode. Remember to tune in every Thursday for the full 30-minute edition of The Urbanist. I'm Andrew Tuck. Goodbye, and thank you for listening, City Lovers.